Welcome to the ProfitWorks Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 9, brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services. Today we're going to talk about if SEO is worth the money to have it done on your website. Before we jump into that, we first need to understand what SEO is. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. SEO is basically any activities you conduct on a website to positively affect its rankings within search engine search results. When I'm talking about a search engine, I'm talking about a program that searches the internet to find pieces of information that match what someone's searching for. So examples of a search engine would be things like Yahoo or Bing or Google, etc. So search engine optimization is really anything that you're doing to your website to help it rank higher in Google or Bing, Yahoo, all of the different search engines that people use. The next thing we need to look at to answer the question of whether SEO is worth the money it costs to have it done is to look at exactly how one would calculate ROI for SEO. The right way to measure the return on investment from search engine optimization is to calculate the total amount of revenue delivered from the activity less the costs to deliver that revenue as well as the costs of the SEO. Now, in order to get the right revenue number, what you should be looking at is not just the initial sale from any customers delivered by SEO, but the total lifetime value of those customers. For example, if you conducted SEO on your website for a year, and within that year brought in one new customer that generated $5,000 per year in additional revenue, you would want to take into account not just the $5,000 revenue for that year, but the $5,000 for that annual purchase, however many years that customer is likely going to stay with you and purchase each year. So for example, if that customer, if you were to say that on average, usually they stay with you for 20 years and they purchase annually at $5,000 per year, the amount of revenue you'd want to use in your calculation would not just be the $5,000 from the first year, but it would be the $5,000 per year for 20 years or $100,000. It would not make sense to only include the first $5,000 because the search engine activities are actually going to be bringing you an additional $100,000 that you otherwise would not have received. So the calculation for return on investment in general is the return divided by the cost. So to calculate the return from SEO, you first need to take a look at the revenue generated from the customers from your SEO activities over the lifetime of those customers, less the costs to deliver those products and services to those customers over their lifetime, minus the costs of your SEO. And then you would take that number, which would be the net additional profit to the business from the SEO, and divide it by the costs of the SEO. To see this formula actually written out, I would suggest going to our blog and going to the blog article on if SEO is worth the money. Now, often the problem is that it can be hard to determine what the lifetime value is for a customer. What we would suggest you do to calculate an estimate on this, if you don't know exactly, is to take a look at your current customers and historical data. Take a look at how long most customers purchase from you, and over that time period, how much revenue on average does a customer generate for your business. Another way to calculate this is to determine the average amount of revenue per customer in 1 year and times that by the average duration that a customer stays with your business. For the purpose of our calculations, we usually use the value of 3 years of recurring sales for products or services that are of a recurring nature. Now, this is extremely conservative, as often customers can stay with a company for 10, 20, or 50 years. But by using a conservative number, we know that at a minimum, the return on investment is at least what we're posting, if not significantly higher. The other thing you can do is you can calculate it based on 3 years of recurring sales, or do multiple iterations so you can see what the return would be based on the different number of years that a customer would stay with your company. This would then help you get a sense for the range of what would possibly be the return on investment from SEO. When we calculate the return on investment for SEO for our business and our customers using that conservative number of only 3 years for recurring type products and services, we find that on average it usually works out to about a 275% return on investment. So another way to put that same data would be to say that for every dollar spent on SEO, it generates about $2.75 in additional profit. So based on this information, search engine optimization is definitely worth the cost. And I think you'll find that lines up with many other reports and analysis that have been done on what marketing methods have what return on investment. Usually, websites and search engine optimization will fall within the top three, if not the number one, for the best return. Now, to be clear, when we're talking about search engine optimization, we're not talking about any sort of online advertising or Google AdWords or paying to have ads display in search results. What we're simply talking about is working on a website, whether that be creating content or modifying the different elements within a page or on a page to help it rank higher in search engines. The reason why search engine optimization has such a high return on investment is it because it's a compounding marketing medium. What I mean by that is it's not a pay once, benefit once type initiative. For example, with buying ads to show up in search results, they're a pay once, benefit once type marketing method where you get the benefit from paying to have that ad displayed, but when you stop, there's no additional benefit beyond what was done previously where that ad was shown. With search engine optimization, the benefit is recurring, where it's also compounding. So if you have search engine optimization done on your website today, which brings in an additional 10 people to your website, tomorrow, even though you're not paying for that work anymore, the website will also still bring in that additional 10, and the day after that, and the day after that. Here's an example to explain further what I'm talking about. So if in year one, your SEO costs you $5,000 and it's able to generate an additional $5,000 in revenue, and then in year two, you're able to increase again another $5,000, so now you're making an additional $10,000 in revenue a year, but your costs are still only $5,000 per year for the SEO. Then in year three, if you increase $5,000 again, that would be an additional $15,000 in revenue, but you're still only paying $5,000 per year in SEO costs. And then in year four, you would increase your revenue again by $5,000 to $20,000, and you would still be paying $5,000 per year in SEO costs, and on and on and on. Now, the interesting thing is that usually what we see is that the revenue is actually an exponential increase as opposed to a straight line, which makes the return even greater the longer that the SEO is running. And why that is it appears that the work that you're doing on the website seems to have a compounding effect within the search engines to move your website up even faster in the search engine results. So our conclusion would be that search engine optimization is definitely worth the money, and that it will probably be one of the best marketing methods in terms of return on investment that you can choose to implement for your business. Thanks again for listening to the ProfitWorks Sales and Marketing ROI podcast, and be sure to check out our blog at www.profitworks.ca/blog. ProfitWorks provides search engine optimization services that increase website traffic and conversion optimization services that turn traffic into sales. Contact us today to get assistance getting more sales from your website. Call us now, 226-241-7827. Again, that's 226-241-7827.